hostile environment, knowing that you only have the 60 guys around you, it's really vital that you're on your game, because you don't want to get down to a crowd of 60 or 70,000.
It's kind of a you against the world.
Yeah, that's kind of the mentality we have. We know it's everybody on that, on our sideline against a lot more than us.
What's been different on the road this year?
I don't know if anything's been different. We haven't played well. It's been, three of our, the three games that we've played bad in have all happened to be on the road, and we really have to put together a game on the road to get a win. It's not easy to win on the road in this conference.
What stands out to you?
I'd say just the way they fly to the ball. You can see them really getting to the ball carrier, whether it's a run or a pass. A lot of guys flying around, a lot of guys pursuing, and a lot of guys getting their helmet or body on the ball carrier.
I know they have a corner, Ricardo Allen, that is highly touted. Just when you're out there on the field and you see a guy like that in their secondary, are you just always thinking, okay, just not even look his direction? Or are you willing to take shots given the receiver?
No, yeah, you can't limit one side of the field because of a talented player. There's a lot of talented players in this league, and we played two of them on Saturday, and you can't ever let that limit your game plan. You have to attack them like it's anybody else, and you just know that you have to be that much more sharp to get things done.
Huskies have never talked about the need for a backup running back to emerge, and it hasn't happened yet. Can you talk? Are you surprised, or can Marcus keep up with the rate of carries he's been getting?
No, yeah, he's been doing a great job for us, and he'll continue to do that. And we have a lot of talented guys behind him that, when it's their time, they'll do just fine when they get in there. But we know Coker's a really quality player, and we want to get him as many touches as we can.
Part of the problem with Michigan State was they ran blitz on the run quite a bit on Saturday. When you're looking up, like most people think, when you go to check, it's going to a guy that's going to have to make a hot read. When you see run blitz as much as you did last Saturday, what does the playbook go through in your mind? There's a short number.
It does a little bit. You basically want to run away from it. If it's coming from the field, you want to run to the boundary. If it's coming from the boundary, you want to run to the field. And we had some chances to maybe crease some of those runs, because a lot of times when they do blitz, if you can catch them in something, you increase it, and we weren't able to get it done. But definitely makes it everything. You have to be very sharp to execute run plays against the blitz, and we just weren't sharp enough on Saturday.
You expect to see the same type of pressure again this Saturday?
Yeah, I think everybody does that a little bit against running football teams. You try to blitz, disrupt the timing, shoot through a gap, tackle for loss, you get them off schedule. So it's something you see every week, and we have do a better job against that.
You just mentioned off schedule. Is that one of the real bugaboos for this offense? I mean, it seems like there's one negative play really hurts you.
I think that's for a lot of offenses, but you want to stay away from those third and long situations against any of these Big Ten defenses, because they can just pin their ears back and play coverage behind them.
What is one part of your game that you would like to tighten up?
Well, I think I just have to continue to improve with my accuracy and protecting the football. I got that interception cost us 7 points on Saturday, and that's something that we know we can't do on offense, and got to do a really good job of continuing to take care of the ball.